Well, it's always exciting to come together on Baptism Sunday.
每个洗礼的那个周日聚到一起，我们都很兴奋。
You guys excited today?
你们今天很兴奋吗？
Yes, thank you. We can make some noise. Our baptism sisters, are you guys excited?
我们社区的姐妹们，你们今天很兴奋吗？
You a little bit nervous? Okay,
we'll pray for them.
You know, Baptism Sunday really should serve as a powerful reminder for all of us.
我们洗礼的这个主日，应该是成为我们一个很好、很有力的提醒。
A powerful reminder.
非常有力的提醒。
You know, when I was young, I remember I looked forward to Saturdays.
我记得我还小的时候，我每次都很盼望周六。
Because one of the things that would happen on Saturdays.
因为在礼拜六我们都会做有一件事。
Was that my dad?Would go out and work on the yard.
我的父亲每个周六都会在我们的院子里干活。
You see, we weren't a rich immigrant family, so my dad ended up doing a lot of things himself.
我们呢不是一个很富裕的移民之家，所以我父亲呢自己做很多的事情。
He would get out there to trim the bushes.
他自己去剪树枝。
He would himself go down and pull the weeds.
他自己去拔杂草。
And then he would start up the lawnmower and he would mow the lawn himself.
他自己除草。
And when I was just a kid,
当我还是一个孩子的时候，
he would let me come out and help him.
他会让我去帮他。
And one of my favorite things.Was when he would let me mow the lawn with him.
我最喜爱做的一件事情就是和他一起除草。
You see, the lawnmower would have these two bars, and he would hold onto the high bar.
你看那个除草机有两条杠杠，他会抓住那个上面高的那条。
And he let me stand in between him and the lawnmower, which is probably very dangerous.
我站在那个除草机和他之间。
And he would let me hold onto the little bar.
他会让我抓住那个低的那条杆。
And to be a young boy and be behind such a loud motor.
我那个时候还是个小男孩，站在这个这么响的那个除草机的后面。
And I was just working hard with dad.
我和我的父亲很认真的工作。
We'd do all the work in the yard.
我们在院子里做一切的工作。
And then I'd play in all the grass cuttings.
我也在就是玩这些草。
It'd be hot.
非常的热。
We'd be sweating together.
我们流汗非常多。
And then mom and my little sister would bring out two cold cups of ice water.
然后我的母亲和我的妹妹给我们送冰水。
And dad and I would stand next to the lawnmower drinking our ice cold water.
父亲和我就站在那个除草机边上喝这些冰水。
I gotta be honest with you.
我可以很诚恳地跟你说。
Oftentimes, when I see a lawnmower today,
甚至今天我看到除草机的时候，
Oftentimes, I think about Dad.
我通常会想起我的父亲。
That he was such a hard worker.
他是一个非常努力工作的人。
And I think that is the same thing for us on baptisms.
我在想我们洗礼的时候也是一样。
That every time we come to a baptism, it should remind us of something powerful.
每次我们有洗礼的时候，应该提醒我们一些非常非常有力的那个事情。
It should give us a deep, deep memory of something.
应该给我们一个非常非常深的记忆。
And so, what really should baptism remind us of?
那洗礼真正应该提醒我们是什么呢？
Well, baptism reminds us of many, many things.
那洗礼其实提醒我们的事情非常多。
But today, for the purpose of our church,
但是今天为了我们教会的目的，
we're going to look at two things that I believe baptism reminds us of.
我们来看两件事，就是洗礼提醒我们的两件事情。
Two things that are significant for us as a church.
两件事情对我们的教会来说很重要。
And the first thing that baptism should remind us is this.
那第一件那个洗礼应该提醒我们的是。
Baptism should remind any of us with genuine faith that we were once dead and now we are alive because of Christ.
那洗礼是应该提醒我们那些拥有一颗纯正信心的人，过去是死的，现在在基督里复活，在基督里活了。
So those with genuine faith in this room.
那我们这些今天在这个房间里那些有一颗有纯正信心的人。
We should be reminded that we were once dead and now we are alive in Christ.
我们应该是被提醒的，我们以前是死的，如今我们活了。
Each of these four sisters here had approached us with a desire to be baptized.
在座的这四位姐妹，每一位姐妹都来和我们说，她们的愿望是要受洗。
And through our conversations with them and through the baptism class,
通过和她们的交谈和通过我们洗礼的课程，
Pastor James and I always make it very, very clear that baptism is for those who.Already have a genuine faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior.
James 长老和我和他们已经讲得很清楚了，就是洗礼是给那些已经有纯正信心的那些人的。
Right? You guys heard that, right? Baptism is for those who have already come out from spiritual darkness into spiritual light.
那洗礼是给那些已经从灵命上的黑暗出来，已经到了灵命上的光明的人的。
They know that they were once dead and now they are already alive.
他们知道他们过去是死的，现在他们活了。
So you don't get baptized in order to join a Christian club.
你受洗不是说为了加入这个基督教的俱乐部。
You don't get baptized in order to be saved today.
你不是说因为受洗而得救的。
In fact, you get baptized because you're already saved.
其实你受洗是因为你已经得救了。
Right?
是不是的？
That's what it tells us in Ephesians chapter 4. So if you want to turn your Bibles, you can look at Ephesians chapter 2, actually. Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
And we'll put it right here on the board. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
第四节，第二章第四节和第五节。
Here's what it says. I want you to follow with me closely.
你跟着我一块看。
But God, being rich in mercy.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯。
Because of the great love with which He loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead.In our trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Let's read that again. But God, being rich in mercy,
让我再读一遍。神既有丰富的怜悯，
because of the great love with which He loved us,
因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead in our trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Those four sisters,
在座的四位姐妹，
and all of us with genuine faith,
我们当中有纯正信心的人，
this is what we believe.
这就是我们所相信的。
That even though we were dead in our trespasses.
在我们过犯中，我们死去的时候。
God is rich in His mercy.
神有丰富的怜悯。
Rich in mercy.
丰富的怜悯。
And because of the great love with which He loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱。
He made those who were dead alive.
他使那些已死的人变活了。
These four sisters believe that.
这四位姐妹相信这一点。
You see, these four sisters believe that they were once spiritually dead.
这四位姐妹相信她们以前在灵命上是死的。
They were dead because of their trespasses.
因为她们的过犯，她们在灵命上是死的。
They were dead because of their sin.
因为她们的罪，她们是死的。
They believe that.
她们相信这一点。
Even Karis believes that.
甚至 Karis 也相信这一点。
Do you see Karis?
你有没有看到 Karis?
She is one of the kindest girls that I know in our youth group.
Karis 在我们年轻人当中是最善良的一位。
I'm sorry, there are a lot of kind girls in our youth group.
我们在年轻人当中有很多很善良的孩子。
You guys are very kind.
你们非常善良。
But she's one of the kindest.
但是她是最善良之中的一位。
She's so sweet.
非常的非常的甜蜜。
甜蜜。She's so nice.
非常的好。
But Karis, do you believe that even you are a sinner and that you were dead in your sin?
但是 Karis, 你相信吗？你是一位罪人，你在罪里是死的。
Karis knows that she was dead in her sin.
甚至 Karis 知道她在罪里面是死的。
If Karis can't believe that she was dead in her sin,
那如果甚至 Karis 都相信她在罪里是死的。
I don't think there is another person in this room as kind and as nice as Karis.
我相信在我们在座的当中也有像 Karis 这样善良的人。
But if Karis can believe that she was dead in her sin and she knew that God needed to save her.
甚至 Karis 也知道她在罪里是死的，神需要拯救她。
If she believed that God was rich in mercy towards her,
如果她相信神是有丰富的怜悯的，对她来说，
If she can believe that God with his great love has loved a sinner such as her,
如果她相信这位有大爱的神，能够爱她这位罪人，
then we know she has genuine faith.
那我们知道她是有一个纯正的信心的。
Because those with genuine faith know that they were once dead and now alive in Christ.
因为那些有纯正信心的人知道他们曾经是死的，现在活了。
So whenever we come to a baptism Sunday,
无论何时我们举行这个洗礼的时候，
and we see people who are about to be baptized,
我们看到这些将要受洗的人，
it should remind us of something.
他应该提醒我们一些什么呢？
It should remind us that we too, with genuine faith, were once dead and now alive in Christ.
这应该提醒我们，我们也是，我们这些有纯正信心的人，我们过去是死的，那现在我们活了。
That's what these sisters believe.
这就是这几位姐妹所相信的。
They are here to tell you, I was once dead and now I'm alive in Christ.
他们今天在这里就是向要告诉大家，我曾经是死的，现在我活了。
They are not saying today I will be made alive when I hit that special water.
他们不会说今天当我浸在水里的时候我就活了。
No.
不是这样。
Because there's nothing special with that water.
这个水不是什么特别的水。
Actually, the water's dirty.
这水可能是脏的水。
Because all the kids have been playing with this since last night and this morning.
因为这些孩子昨天晚上就在玩了。
There's nothing special with the water.
这些水没有什么特别的。
It shows us that they are telling us, I was once dead and now I'm alive.
他正在告诉我们说这些姐妹以往是死的，现在她们活了。
So baptism is like a wedding day.
所以洗礼就像一个婚礼。
Do two people come together on a wedding day and say, Today, I love you?
那如果两个陌生人婚礼是两个陌生人今天站到一起相互说我爱你吗？
Is it that two people come together and today, I commit myself to you?
那是他们两个陌生人今天站在一起说今天我要把自己委托给你。
That'd be pretty rather silly.
这看去不是那么明智。
No, they already love each other.
他们已经相互爱慕了。
They already committed their life to be with one another.
他们已经相互承诺了。
And on that wedding day,
在那个婚礼的那天，
they're just telling everybody,
他们只是告诉大家，
we love each other.
我们爱我们相互恩爱。
We are committed to be with each other.
我们要相互承诺。
And that's what they're doing today.
这就是他们今天要做的。
They're not saying, today I love Christ.
他们不是说今天我爱基督。
They're not saying, today I now commit myself to Christ.
他们不是说今天我要把自己承诺给基督。
They are here to say, I know that God has loved me.
他们今天在这里说，我知道神已经爱我了。
God has committed himself to me.
神已经把他承诺给我了。
And I have already loved God.
我也已经爱神。
And I already commit myself to God.
我也已经把自己承诺给神了。
That's what baptism reminds us of.
这就是啊，洗礼，要提醒我们的。
That they are saying, I once was dead, and now I am alive, and I love Christ.
他们就是在说，我过去是死的，现在我活了，我爱主耶稣基督。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是很奇妙？
It is rather amazing if you think about it.
当你真正考，思考的时候，这真的是很奇妙的。
Think about it.
让我们考，思考。
If today,
如果今天
you saw a dead person,
如果你看到一个死人
and then you saw that dead person come to life,
如果你看到这个死人变活了
wouldn't you be amazed?
你会觉得很奇妙吗？
But that's what we're seeing all the time in church, isn't it?
但是在教会里其实我们经常都看到这样的事情。
All the time, we're seeing people go from dead to life.
我们总是看到这些人从死里变活。
Every time you see someone go from dead to life, you should go, that is amazing.
每次你如果看到有从死里变活的，你都应该觉得是很奇妙的。
Because that is amazing.
因为这真的是很奇妙。
The last dinner you ate was not amazing.
昨天晚上吃的晚饭并不奇妙。
That smoothie that you made, that's not amazing.
你喝的果汁也并不奇妙。
But when you see someone come from dead to life, that is amazing.
当你看到有人从死里复活，这真的是很奇妙的事情。
That's genuine faith.
这就是一颗纯正的信心。
So how would you respond?
那你应该如何做回应呢？
If you knew that you were dying of a deadly disease,
如果你知道你将会因为疾病你将要死了
and you know that you will die
你知道你你马上要死了
and you're so sad because you know that you are dead
你很悲哀因为你知道你马上要死了
but someone comes to you
但是有人来到你面前说
and says I have sacrificed a whole lot to provide for you this cure
有人对你说我为你牺牲了很多就是为了要治好你
and you take the cure
你得到了医治
and you live
你变活了
how do you respond to that
那你如何回应呢
do you just say oh thank you
你仅仅是说谢谢
and you just go and you live the way you always lived
然后你就离开了过去过你的生活了
or do you ask What did you sacrifice so that I could have this cure?
那你牺牲了什么呢？我可以我之所以可以得到医治。
Who am I that you would give me such a precious cure?
我又是谁呢？你为什么要医治我呢
？How can I thank you?
我要如何才能感谢你呢
？Why did you save me?
你为什么要拯救我呢
？What purpose?Is my life now that you have given me a new chance to live?
你给了我这个新生命的机会，那我生命的目的是什么呢？
Because there must have been a purpose why you saved me.
那肯定你拯救我的肯定是有一个目的的。
And that's our second point today.
这就是我们今天的第二点。
What should baptism remind us?
洗礼应该提醒我们。
It should remind us that those with genuine faith.
他应该提醒我们那些有纯正信心的人
should keep walking in the newness of life.
应该在新生命里继续前行。
We should realize that we've been saved from death.
我们应该意识到我们是从死里被救活的。
And forever separated from God.
我们从和神的永远的分开。
To be forever united with God.
变到了和神永远的联合在一起。
To forever given a new life.
我们有了永远的新生命。
So we have to remember.
我们一定要记得。
That when God saves us.
当神拯救了我们。
It is not the end, but it is the beginning.
当神拯救了我们的时候，这不是一个终点，而是一个起点。
When God saves us.
当神拯救我们的时候。
That is not the end.
这不是一个终点。
But that's the beginning.Of a whole life walking with Jesus.
但是这是一个和神和耶稣一起前行的起点。
This is what it tells us in Romans chapter 6.
这是罗马书六章告诉我们的。
Verse
3. 第三节。
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
第三节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
We were buried therefore with him in baptism into death.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死。
In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might what? Walk in the newness of life.
和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
You see, baptism gives us that picture.
你看，有没有看到啊？洗礼给我们这幅图案。
Each of us who have genuine faith, like these four sisters,
我们每位就像这四位姐妹一样，有纯正信心的人。
They're about to get into the water.
我们啊，他们将要排队。
And as you are baptized in Jesus, here's the picture.
这就是当你在耶稣里受洗的时候。
That Jesus was crucified.
耶稣被钉了十架。
He died.
他死了。
He was buried.
他被埋葬了。
And then he rose again.
然后他又复活了。
And each of these sisters, as they go into the water,
这里在这四位姐妹，每一位姐妹，当他们进入水的时候。
When they go into the water.
当他们进到水里的时候。
That is a picture.
这就是这幅画。
That they have died with Christ.
他们和基督一同死了。
That their old self is dead.
他们的老我已经死了。
And when they come out of the water.
当他们从水里出来的时候。
And they're going.
他们睁开眼睛的时候。
It is a picture.
这幅画。
That they have been born again.
他们又重生了。
That they have a new life.
他们又有新的生命了。
And that this is just a start.
这是一个起点。
Of their whole life walking in the newness of life.
这就是他们用他们的新生命继续前行的一个起
点。So it should remind all of us.
这应该提醒我们所有在场的人。
If you have genuine faith today,
如果你有纯正的信心，
you're supposed to keep walking.
你应该是继续前行的。
Keep walking in the newness of your life.
在你的新生命里继续前行。
What does that mean?
这是指什么呢？
It's a life that keeps saying yes to God.
这个生命你要跟神说我愿意。
It's a life that says yes, Lord, I am willing.
你应该跟神说我愿意，神我愿意。
Yes, I will obey.
我要顺服你。
Yes, I will follow.
我要跟随你。
But for some of us, that's hard.
但是对我们当中的一些人来说，可能有些困难。
Because it doesn't feel like a new life anymore.
因为你感觉你并不是有新生命。
In fact, sometimes the new life turns into the feeling of an old life.
有时候新的生命给你感觉就像一个很老的生命一样了。
Church becomes routine.
教会来教会只是一种常规了。
It's important, I know.
很重要，你知道来教会很重要。
But it's not refreshing to me.
但你感觉你对你的感觉并不是很清新。
The word of God, it's important.
神的话语很重要。
And sometimes it's good to listen to.
有时候听听确实蛮好的。
But I don't let the word of God change my life anymore.
但是我不神的话语我不让神的话语再来改变我了。
You once always said yes to God.
你曾经和神总是说我愿意。
And now you find yourself saying no more and more.
但是现在呢，你发现自己和神说不愿你不愿意了。
Lord, no.
你会和神说主啊，不行。
That's just for the new believers.
这仅仅是给新的信徒的。
The new believers say yes.
新的信徒可以说我愿意。
I say no.
我说我不行。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I want to challenge you today.
我今天要挑战你们
This verse is not just talking about the four new believers.
这节经文不是仅仅对这位四位姐妹说的
It's talking to all of us who are genuine believers.
这节经文是和我们在座的每一位说的
That we need to keep saying yes to walking in the newness of life.
我们要对神说，我愿意继续在我们的新生命里前行。
You know, I heard something that was so troubling to me.
你知道吗？我曾经听到有一件事非常对我来说。
I heard that in the life of this new believer.
我听到在这有一位新的信徒。
There was an older believer at church who said something to them.
在教会里有位老信徒对这位新的信徒说。
Do you want to know what they said?
你知道他怎么说的吗？
This older believer said to the younger believer.
这位老信徒对这位新的信徒说。
Ah, just wait 10 years.
你就等十年吧。
Life will happen.
生活会改变的。
And we'll see then whether or not you still have fire for God.
十年以后，你再看看你对神的热情在哪里。
Wow. That was a life-sucking, faith-tearing statement.
这些真是破坏生命和破碎信心的字眼。
On one hand, I want to just choke that person and say, "Why did you say that?"
我感觉就像我要掐死那个人，为什么你要这样说？
Why would you say that?
你为什么要这样说？
But I also feel sad.
但是我也感觉很悲哀。
I wonder what happened that changed the life of this older believer.
因为我正在奇怪为什么这位老的信徒会这样子。
I wonder when did that older believer stop saying yes to God and started saying no?
我奇怪从什么时候开始起那位老信徒不再和神说我愿意而对神说我不愿意了。
So can I challenge us today, brothers and sisters?
我今天可以挑战大家吗？
We see these new believers.
我们看到这几位新的信徒。
We are going to hear their stories of how they were rescued from death to life.
我们将会听到他们从从死里被拯救的故事。
We are going to hear stories of how they are saying yes to God.
我们也将会听到故事，他们所分享的故事，他们是如何向神说我愿意的。
And I want to challenge you to let their story remind you.
我向大家挑战，用他们的故事来提醒大家。
Remind you of God's rich mercy to you.
提醒大家我们神的丰富的怜悯。
Remind you of God's great love to you.
提醒大家我们神的伟大的爱。
And if you have found yourself saying no to God,
如果你看到自己对神说我不愿意，
I want you to be reminded by them so that you can start saying yes to God.
请用这四位姐妹来提醒你自己，你可以再次的和神说我愿意。
Are you willing to say yes?
你愿意说，你愿意对神说我愿意吗？
Are you?
你愿意吗？
I'm going to ask that you stand up and you say this together with me.
我们大家，我请大家站起来。
If you're willing, if you're not willing, you can stay seated.
如果你愿意，你可以站起来和我。
But if you're willing to say yes to God, stand with me.
如果你不愿意，你可以坐着。如果你愿意，请你站起来。
Let's pray. Have a seat. Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
That baptism reminds us that we were once dead and now we're alive.
洗礼提醒了我们，我们过去是死的，但是我们现在活了。
That anyone who puts faith and trust in Jesus Christ can come from death to life.
任何人把他们的信靠放在耶稣基督身上，他们都会从死变活。
And today, Lord.
今天主啊。
We might have been saying no to you.
过去我们或许已经跟你说了我不愿意。
But we are reminded that we should walk in the newness of life.
但是今天我们提醒，我们被提醒了，我们要在我们的新生命里和你继续前行。
And when we hear the stories of these new believers,
当我们听到这四位新信徒的故事，
we too want to say yes to you again.
我们也要和你说，再次的说我愿意。
We are so sorry for saying no.
我们真的是对不起，我们曾经和你说过我们不愿意。
But thank you for your rich mercy.
但是我们感谢你丰富的怜悯。
Your patience.
你的耐心。
And your love.
你的伟大的爱。
And today we want to say, Lord, yes, I am willing.
今天我们要和你说，主啊，我愿意。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.